Masters come from time to time to guide the child humanity back to God. Ever since we were separated from God, so far we have not gone back. So masters come, they are sent by God to carry the children back home. Guru Nanak, they come as maids, you see, at the age of 4 or 5 years when you are sent to the school for learning. The teacher began to teach him, say one, and go on further. And he abruptly told him, well, what do you mean by one? He said, well, you go on, you are being taught, you see. Then he said that one means one God. They are conscious even in the childhood, you see. He is one, this whole creation came out from him. He is eternal, he is permeating all, he is the maker of all creation, and he is the most powerful power which controls all creation. He has no equal, therefore no fear, no enmity in anybody, because it is all his own expression. But he has got an existence. He came out of his own self. And if you want to meet him, we should meet somebody in whom he is manifested, who is world made flesh. It is a gift of such a person to give you God as a gift. So Master gives such a gift which nobody else can give it. So the teacher asked me what is it we should do. He says, all just burn away, grind all your outer attachments, grind it into ink. And your conscious self, unattached by all worldly attachments, just say his prayers, his praises. Then he said, he is one, of course, also God is one. But he says, one is not one, the symbol one denotes some other power behind which is expressed as one. Kabir says, if you say he is one, then the question two will arise. So he is neither one nor two, but he is something of his own, in his own self, which cannot be expressed in words. He was absolute, he is absolute. So the God in man or world made flesh can give you contact by resuming yourself into him. This is his work. So why the prefatory question arises, why he was the God in one? Guru Arjan says, because we are finite, we can only express him in finite terms. He is infinite. There are no other words for soul. He is a king. If he tells, well, Mr. such and such, do you think it is his praise? We know fully well that he cannot be expressed in words. With all that, we have reverence, and we express him in the finite terms. The absolute God, we did not come into expression, nobody has seen so far in life. That is only a question of God's vision of himself. When he wanted, I am one and wish to be many, that power which came into expression, that is called word and naam, my shabda, which is the maker of all creation. So wordless and nameless, when it came into expression, that is called word, and naam, a shabda, a kalma, which is the cause of creation of all the universe. So as he wanted and one and wish to be many, there is vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light, God is music of the spheres, He is nada. So all masters express that God is light. The world is a lamp unto my feet and light on the way. And Guru Nanak also says the same thing, all are the same. Mountain saints tell he is all light. Khuda Noor. Kabir says, from one light all this creation came into being. Guru Nanak says, if you come in contact with that power, we see light comparing to billions and trillions of suns rising together. So this is the awakening that the masters have at the very outset, in the beginning. They are not, they come and made. What for? Just to the children of God bring them home, you see. So primal manifestation of God is called word and naam, which is the cause of all creation. The Bible says in the beginning was the word. Word was with God, and word was God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So this God into expression power, when manifested, there was vibration which resulted in two things, light and sound. So two aspects of God into expression power are light and sound. So saints and sages have given myriads of names to express this God into expression power. Some say He is Swami. Swami means Lord. Some say they are Anam. Anam means nameless. Some say it is Agam and Alak, incomprehensible and ineffable. Some say the Satpurush, the eternal reality. And there are many qualitative names, hundreds and thousands are there, to have sweet remembrance of God. Guru Tegh Bahadur, the ninth Guru of the Sikhs, well asked people, well, what is that naam or word, the repetition of which, whereof enables a person to cross over the world of sorrow? Again he says, what is the nama, the repetition of whereof enables a person to death, which leads to nirvana? So a contact with nama makes one luminous, self-luminous, with luminosity varying with myriads of suns. And masters pray always, by thy grace manifest the divine light of Naam, O Master. So it is in the hands of the Master to manifest that Naam power within you. It is not the subject of the eyes, outward eyes. It is something wonderful which can only be experienced not with the outer eyes of flesh and bones, but from inner eyes open to see the light of God. So there are myriads of names in the world, but none of them ground salvation. Take the example as you see water is there. Water is a liquid one. But there are so many names given to that liquid in all languages. That's called water, aqua, ab, pani, jal, so many names are there. These are the names given to that liquid by drinking which our thirst is satisfied. By repeating the name of water or aqua, you that cannot satisfy your thirst. These words lead to the named. You follow me now? Similarly, God in the expression power, the two expressions of which is light and sound, that is to be contacted not with the outer eyes of flesh and bones, but there is one eye within, which is called third eye, latent eye, divyasyo, shivnetra, or the single eye. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That, Master says, when you see that light, this is true worship of God, which is God into expression is met, that will lead you where from that, from where it emanated. So masters who are world made flesh, they give you contact by opening your single eye within you with the light and sound principles where the outer aspects of God into expression power. If you follow a sound, where will it lead you? To the place from where it has emanated, to the wordless God, wordless state. So for that reason, you see, they say God is permeating all creation. The word Ram is used in the East. Ram means who is permeating all creation. This is the word to donate that power which is permeating all creation. Unless you see, you are saying he is permeating, that means something. And if you are not seen that he is permeating everywhere, he is just like one man who is called in the terminology of the saints, blind. So Master always says, see and then say. That light of God is within each one of us. We are all children of light, enveloped by mind and matter and outer covers of physical, astral and causal, etc. Unless we shake off these covers from outside, we draw our attention from all outside, and we rise in our own self, know ourselves, only then you can see God. And Master gave a demonstration of that, how to withdraw your attention from all outside. How can you know yourself that you are the enlivening power of the man body, and opens the inner of the single eye with which light can be seen. So truly speaking, so many names given to God, qualitative and others, they mean to denote something, but they do not give you a contact with that. So masters come, they say, he is permeating all creation, or makes you hear. They say, God is light, he opens your inner eye or the single eye and makes you see. This is all masters do. Christ said, I have come to make people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. The outer expression of the soul is what? Attention. So, our attention now outside, we see the light. When it will be down from there, it will be darkness. inside, when you close your eyes, it is darkness, and you then take your whole attention into one within you, there will be light. So before we go to such masters in the worlds of the saints, we are blind in the terminology of the saints. So devotion to Nam is the only true worship. Saying only God is light, God is reverberating in all creation, He has got, what you say, ringing radiance, this won't do. Unless you hear the ringing and the radiance, that is the true worship. By having outer symbols to light a candle or ring the bell, this is a copy of that, you see. But that is not real worship. As it is done for the, in the name of God, they are good actions. That will give you good results. But you are the doer. So as long as you are the doer, you will have to, as you sow, so shall you reap, whether good or bad. So true devotion to Nam or the world is the only true worship which we learn at the feet of a master. Others who have not seen it, they cannot give us that thing. So why? I just quoted to you, the world is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. Guru Amar Das tells us, everyone does worship, which even if we do something, but on the sensual plane only, so gets no result. Seeing is something else. That only repeating the name God is light is something else, you see. So for that reason, but absorption in the Nam purifies the mind and bears fruit in abundance. So Nam is what? Nam is the great controlling power of all the universe. All world came out of him. He is the controller. He is permeating all. And our inner eye is open to see the light of God. Whatever you do, it is a good action, of course, but cannot give you salvation. Salvation will only come when you come in contact with light. See with your eyes, not the social or the physical eyes, which are made of flesh and bones, but the inner eye, that is within each body. And how that is opened, Master withdraw, they give us a demonstration of that, how to withdraw our outgoing faculties from outside and come to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. There the single eye is open, you can see. You will say, you bear testament, there is light. So by the word of Lord, where the heavens made, in all the host of them, and he spake, and it was done. Bhavanda said, kun piyokun. So man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. You see? Bread alone, if a physical body, you can live on bread, but the soul can only live if you got the bread of life, or water of life, which is within you already. We cannot have a contact with it unless our attention is withdrawn from all outside and we know ourselves. God is above body consciousness. So Master, when they come, they say there is God, they bear testimony to it. And who is the maker of all creation and permeating all. And they say we have seen Him. This world did not come out of itself. Scientists in the beginning, they said it is a reaction of the matter. And now they are coming around to that. Huxley, the greatest, scientist, ultimately, first he gave out it is only reaction of the matter, etc. Ultimately he gave out that world is controlled by a power which is conscious. So this world is made by one who is permitting all and also resides in our hearts too. The world is all His manifestation. Somebody asks the Master, where is God? He says, tell me where He is not, but it is all His manifestation. The whole universe is a manifestation of God. But we see only when our inner eye is open, not before. We can't see Him. Why? Because He is the subtlest of the subtlest, Ati and Agam. If you see through a microscope, the air will appear to be full of insects. In the air now you find there is nothing. But if you see through a microscope that magnifies whatever in the air 700 times more, so you see the atmosphere full of insects. The man body, so if our eye becomes to that level as the air is, then you'll see it, or whatever in the air is so magnified comes to the level of our eye, you see. So the man body is a wonderful house we are living in. It has got so many apertures of the eyes, nose, ears, mouth, and two underneath, but we cannot run away out of it. Some power is controlling us in the body. So that power which controls all universe, that is the power that controls us in the body. When that is withdrawn, we have to leave the body. So in man body only we can know God. It is a golden opportunity afforded to us in which we can see God. Once we see Him, He is all controller of all creation, He is the doer, we are not, so we lose ego and our coming and going is ended. Tulsi says, while God is with us in the man body, we see Him not. How pity it is. We also live in the body. We live in the body, and also that controlling power which is God into expression power, that also lives in the body. We both live in the same body. But pity it is, we do not talk to Him. Why? Because the attention, which is the outer expression of the soul, is identified with the world outside, or with the body. When we be down from there, you see, now I am looking at you in front of me. I do not see what is behind. If I turn up, then only you will see. So similarly, we can see with our own self, which is soul, the outer expression of which is sound, I mean, attention, when that will be drawn from all outside, received within, we find Him. So we are all children of light. Take heed that the light within you is not dark. So this is Guru Arjan says, and this is Tulsi also says, while God is with us in the body, we see Him not. Fie on a lifeless life like this. O Tulsi, every man is dark blind. This is how the Master sees. Kabir also said the same thing. He says, the entire world is groping in darkness. He says, all around those are sitting with their inner eye closed. If it were a question of one or two, that could have been set right. But wherever I see, all our inner eye is closed. You know what is meant by the word blind in the terminology of the sage. So blind is not one who has got no eyes on the forehead, but is one whose single eye is not open to see the light of God. Third eye, single eye, achievement, latent eye is not open. You see, Swamiji also says the same thing. We are all blind, we do not know, go the way which is within us and leads to God. So the purpose is, the eyes of flesh seem not, but the Master illumines the eye within. With that you can see Him. So a worthy disciple begins to witness the power and glory of God within himself when he sits by his Master. Quran says, man was sent to the world, and eyes and ears were just closed. They put seals on them. And Master comes from time to time to break those seals, that's all. Before going to a Master, our inner eye is not open, we are blind in the terminology of the saints. We are deaf also in the terminology of saints. When he gives us a demonstration of that, we begin to see light. We begin to hear the voice of God within us. So, at present, why can't we see? Why enveloped in darkness we are, and we strive for God by deeds not less dark. Without a perfect Master, none has found the way, nor one can do. But when he comes across a perfect Master, he begins to see him with the inner eye, which is called the third eye, single eye, or whatever. And where? When that is open, within the closet of the heart. The body is verily the temple of God, and the Holy Ghost dwells in it. God resides in temples not made by the human hand, but He does reside in the temple which He has made in the womb of the mother. Sir Emerson says, tap inside. That means withdraw your attention from all outside, tapping inside and going into the heart, soul, Emerson says, in the brain, as once you remember, remarked by President Truman. For it was not with his heart, into his foxhole that he repaired whenever he wanted peace and relaxation from the high duty work of the high office. He wanted relaxation, he returned to the. This is called Brahmarudra in the Vedas. So this is a practical thing, you see. Vedas called it as Brahmarudra. Perception, intuition, and reasoning just help to understand the reality to a certain extent at the level of the intellect. But seeing is believing. Seeing all, seeing with one's own eyes, the single eye of this inlet or ingress, little is known to the people at large. So this is experience or demonstration given by a Master to start with. Those who come to Him. He says, the light is within you, but the blind, who are they, know not. They know not the door. You will find Christ saying, you see what the old prophets could not see. You hear what the old prophets could not hear. So blessed you are. We will have to revert to the third eye, or the latent eye, or the single eye within us, to enable us to see the light of God. And this light, what is it? God said, let there be light, and there was light. And this is the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And the light is the life of man. So Master tell us, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. All scriptures describe rays of light vibrating with the music of light, emanating from the formless absolute existence, came to manifest the world in its variegated colors in countless shapes and forms. This is all expression. This power pervades all the four grand regions of the universe. So this is what is given out by all masters, that within us, and unless we invert from outside, we cannot find Him, though that is controlling power within us. So the question is asked to the masters, do you see God? Guru Nanak was asked, is there God? Can He perceptible everywhere? No reasoning. Christ said, what? Behold the Lord. No reason. They see, they can make others see too. Kabir says, I was under a delusion when I saw Him with my own eyes. Now I am convinced that He is there. All the people at large are not convinced of the existence of God. Only such a man can be convinced who sees Him. Those who do not see, they are all at everything goes on to their will and pleasure and to their betterment, without their guide, God. When anything comes up very adverse, it's always God. So the Guru Nanak was asked, you see God with what eyes? And he said, it is not the eye that is made of flesh and bones, but that eye is different. With which we can see God. That is called Dipti Shiv, latent eye, Shiv nature, single eye, or Chashma Batan, Persian philosophy. So Samastha Braille was asked, how can we see God? Can we see God? He says, yes, we should be able to see God with our own eye. And we should be able to hear His voice with our own ears. Can you know how? He said, when you close your eyes, there's darkness. Penetrate into the darkness and you'll find light there. The very darkness becomes luminous. The very sound, the silence of the heart, sound is proceeds therefrom. Very silence becomes vocal. Now who experiences it? That our soul. When it is withdrawn from the body and from all outside. So long as man does not know how to rise above this life of senses, he remains stranger to the other world and stranger to God and everyone. So we can't see Him. The reason is that mind stands between us and God. Master says we have seen Him in this man body. And why can't we say? Because he says mind stands between us and God. First thing is, you see, suppose there is a pond of water covered with wheat. If you want to see your face, what is this? If the water is taken off, all the wheat is taken off from the water, one little by little, and if the ripples are going on the water, they are stopped, then you can see your face within you. So this can be done only when you rise of body consciousness, not before. So they tell us, Master tell us, you have got the man body. Man body, highest aim in man body is to know God. If you have not known God, why are you glad that you have got the man body? You are the master of all you survey. So that can be seen only when we learn how to come out of the man body. Modern room gives it. Prayer. He says, oh God, send us such like man who can take us out of the box of the man body. This effective demonstration required. One part this. Three things are required. First, word guru. Guru means who can drive away the darkness from before us and manifest light of God. Call him by any name you like. Word made flesh. Those in word made flesh can also give you contact with the Word within us. Difference between average man and master is that God is manifest in him, his word made flesh, that is also within us, but that is embedded, you see, latent. So what he does is he draws our attention from all outside and takes you above the body level and you see. So master see God everywhere. You see, masters always, they give out the same thing. Guru Nanak went to Makkah. There he was lying at midnight with his feet towards Makkah. The servants over there came up and rebuked him, "Why are you lying with your feet towards the house of God?" He politely answered, "Dear friend, I see God all around. If you think there's some side where God is not, you may turn away my feet there." Al-Nasa'i, and the Qur'an itself tells us, God is omniscient, He is everywhere. Wherever man gets time for prayers, all ground is holy, all is holy where devotion kneels. He is on all sides, whichever way you are sitting, sit down and say prayer. So these are the awakened persons who have realized that thing, they say, that he can be realized in within man body too. But for that, first thing required is a master, the second is true living. Truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. And the third thing is, there are two kind of knowledges. One the exotic side, the other the esoteric side. One is ilm-e sina, the other is called ilm-e safina, and the para and apara. So apara are ilm-e which outward exotic knowledge relates to the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. And saints give you a contact with that power which is at the back of all creation. You are not in the outer, in all religions they got their own rituals, customs, modes of prayers, giving models of the light of God and the sound principle of God by lighting candle and bell ringing. So those are called apra. Reading, writing, reciting, you see, praying, visiting the places of pilgrimages, and all the out of performance, they form the come under the category of apra. And that what leads you from body above, gives a contact with the God, into special power within you, that is called para. So these three things are, you know. But he says the world is not outside, outside also the whole world is the creation of God, that the house of God. But God is in the temple of the man body. He does not desire to tell us in the temples made by human hands. But he does desire in the temple made by him in the womb of the mother. So they tell, where is it? He says, he resides in the very body you are carrying. You are there, then he is also there. And not that much, macrocosm is in the microcosm. There are worlds beyond. Only we have to rise above the first plane, physical, and ingress into the beyond. Master, those who have traversed into the beyond, what they have seen, what they have experienced, they are given in the scripture. So you'll find the right interpretation of the scriptures can be given only by someone who sees, who will experience that thing. If you do it, express them at the level of intellect, you will not be able to do full justice to the world. Some will say this, the other say. So Master said that He is within you. Why you wander in search of Him in outside? Kabir Sadapati says he went to pay pilgrimage to Mecca. And the way God met me, He says, He rebuked me, "Well, O Kabir, why are you going? Who told you I am there? I am within you. Go within you. Tap inside." So all Masters say the same thing. So He is with us always only who can see Him, who sits at the feet of the Master. And what does He say? He says, body is the biggest Veda, biggest Bible, biggest Quran, biggest six scripture. Just read within your body. Just have such within your body. The masters who search within and transcended, they gave out in scriptures. If you also search within you, then you will have to say the same, see the same things what are given in the scriptures, and you will be able to give the right interpretation what is given there. Not that one, but you will also see those things with your own eyes. So every saint has his past and every sin a future. Bulesha says, God is within me, He is never away from me, but that I is not open to see. You see? For that reason we are always in what you say, away from it. We feel separation, you see? We feel the agony of separation because we have not seen Him. Pity it is, He is within us, we are in the body, and we do not see Him. On the one bed, we are there and God is there, and we are sleeping from within, awakened outside, by attention identified with the world outside. Always He is with us, never away from us, but we do not see Him. So Master gives God as a gift, excuse me for that. So all Master says, God resides in the cave of this man body. You have to simply go with it. This is the biggest Veda, biggest Granth, you see, and biggest Quran. Outer things are for our guidance, what the Master left for ourselves. But if we have to verify ourselves, then we will have to go with Him and find Him. The question was asked by from Guru Arjan Dev. You say that God resides in the man's body. How can we find Him? What is the way to find Him? So he repeats, first thing required is someone who has unraveled the mystery of life himself, known himself. He has transcended into the inner planes and transcended all planes, as macrocosm in the microcosm. Such a saint is required. That depends on the Master. To whatever access he has got, he can only guide you up to that plane. If you meet someone who only goes into beyond, not further, then he can be able to give you, taste you to the first plane, not beyond. That you will access up to the second plane, he will take you up to the second plane. Who is an access up to the third plane, he will take you up to the third plane. You saw there is a reference given about Jan, that he was stuck fast in the third plane. He got reference right now. But these are no explicitly given. You see, references are there. But within the three planes, they are coming, going. Mind works there. There's physical mind, then the astral mind, and the causal mind. Unless you rise about three levels, you are not safe. So Master says we should follow such a Master who goes transcend these three planes into the beyond, first in the world. If he puts on the way and gives some demonstration how to rise from the physical body, that is the first step. all further things follow. Now you say, what we are doing now, we are all following all practices, all of ways of worship at the sensual level, life of the senses. So we have to sacrifice life for that eternal life. Sacrifice does not mean to kill it, but to rise above it, you see. What does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? Remain where you are in whatever social society you are living in. They are made with a very noble purpose to enable many people to derive this benefit. They started only when the master left the scene, left the earth, to keep their teachings alive. As long as their practical people, the people had the benefit. When time passed on, for want of practical people, the same good formation which was made with very noble purpose, they dwindled down into stagnation, and stagnation results in deterioration. Master again come to take us out of this delusion. So first thing, Guru Arjan says, they require such a master who goes beyond all three planes. And he gives us his interest. And the question comes, what sort of teaching they give us? So he says, the God is within you. Unless you rise above the outgoing faculty, you cannot see. You see? This is the first time. We are under a grand delusion. This delusion starts from man's body. We are the indweller of the man's body. We are identified with the body so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves from the bad one. The body is made of matter which is changing every moment of life. And the world around us is also made of matter, changing at the same speed as our body is changing. As two things are changing, we are identified with them, they seem to be stationary. It is optical illusion. So Master first advised how to rise above this man body, prison house of the man body, to be reborn, to be twice born. Learn to die so that may begin to live. So first is, they give such like teaching, paravidya. They make the best use of the aparavidya, outward. That's only meant for the preparation of the ground. That is not true worship. True worship, as I told you, is to come in contact with the light within you, by opening your inner eye. And open your inner ears, you begin to hear the kalamika ring, our music of the spheres. Aristotle said he heard a voice which dragged him into the beyond, into new world. Pythagoras said that the sound harmony of all harmonies could flow in light. Pythagoras, Aristotle, and also, what they called Zoroaster, also referred to that, unstuck fire. That their own words meant for that, and Sravya. All the masters say the same. Buddha also referred to that. So this is the ancient wisdom which you have forgotten. Basic teachings of all religions, for want of practical, we have forgotten. Now first thing is rise above body consciousness. We have got ego of the mind. Really we have the body, we are not the body, but we are working at the level of the body, which is changing. It's a grand delusion, an optical illusion. So Master gave us a boost, demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. When you have got a stage there, then your whole angle of vision is changed. This body is the first companion that comes along with us in the world, but does not go along with us when we leave the world. How can you ever dream that those things which have come in our contact, being in the body, they will go along with us? That is why Christ said, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a holy man. So first thing I tell you is just come out of delusion. As you see, God is love. That love is innate in us too, because we are conscious beings. And love knows attaching to outside things, what is before us. This love should have been of the conscious self, the over self, all consciousness. Because we have not seen Him, seen that we are attached to the world outside, which is called attachment. We go where we are attached. With the master grace, if you come in contact with that God into special power, then naturally where it will go, where that light will come, guide us, and sound will direct us. So this is the delusion in which you are. Master's work is to take you off this delusion by giving a demonstration. To rise above body consciousness from day to day, when you daily rise, this is dying daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. Those who know how to leave the body daily, well, there is no sting of death left. Oh, death, where is thy sting? They have victory over death, because they know how to leave the body. So he says, when you find you are also in the body, and whom you want to meet, he is also in the same body. Both are in the same body, which is the true temple of God. And staying in us, we do not talk to Him. The reason why the outer expression of the soul is called attention, that is identified with the body and all outside things. Identified, we cannot differentiate ourselves. The first step is to take you up. Your angle of vision will change. If you day to day follow that thing, then you are in the world, yet not in the world. Because you have risen above the outgoing faculties, and through the outgoing faculties, only outer impressions come within us. 80% of the impressions of the world outside come through eyes. 14 from the air, and the rest from the outgoing faculties. When you rise above, this is the place. All outgoing faculties remain below. When you got a footing there, then you have to make the use of the outgoing faculty as you want. What is different between such a person and ourselves is that we are dragged by the outgoing faculty like anything. And they make only the best use of the outgoing faculty which they want to do. This is first time what the Master gives us, a control over the outgoing faculty. How? By raising us above body consciousness and giving contact with the light and sound principle of God which is within us. When you got a footing there, then you can use your outgoing faculty at your beck and call. Then further starts, you see, when the world flashes and there the religion starts. Religion means reaching back, lead you to bind. To bind back your soul to God. Yoga also means the same thing. That comes from the root yuj, means uniting with God. So this is natural way out of all the yogas you have got at our time. This attention sutra, the yoga of the attention is the quickest, easiest and most natural way which even a child and young and old can do it. Only that requires first day some demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, some capital to start with. Then you have to dwell further by to living and keeping His commandments. So as we do not rise above the outward faculty, these five Descartes attack us. Lust. Lust attacks through the eyes. You see? Ear is flared up, anger is flared up by hearing. The more ear, the more anger is flared up. So more tasteful things wants man, mind wants. The more you give it, the more it wants. But the taste. And other outward factors. He gives you above it, then these all things remain below. You, on account of you alone, these outward factors work. I think you might have got an experience of this in your life. When you are sitting in some, attention is absorbed in something, somebody calls you once, twice, thrice, you do not hear. That man comes up to you, dear friend, I have called you so many times, why don't you reply? You say, my attention was just somewhere else. So long your attention is not in the ears, ears don't work. Similarly, you are absorbed in some thought, eyes are open, somebody passes by you, you do not recognize. Is it right? Because attention is not there. So it is we who have the body and the outward faculty. And we are controlled by some higher power. So body is the true temple of God. Now, by giving an outer example, when a man has built one home, some house, building, he made it, locked it up, so someone meant to take that house to live in, what is required? First to have the sanction of the master, owner of the house. When he sanctions, he gives to his servant, all right, go and open the door, give it to him. This is the outward expression. This body was made by whom? By God, in the womb of the mother. He locked it up and gave key to a word made flesh. There is servant, you see. And that sanction of God is required. God into expression power. He gives, when he agrees, he gives consent, then he makes him contact with somebody who is a word made flesh. He opens the door, men enter. They break the shield of the eyes and the eyes, you see. We begin to see and begin to hear. So the only way up is what? If God wants to bring back any child home, first thing what he gives is the company of the saints. This is only happened when God descends grace. And what they do? They open our eyes, see the light of God, and hear the voice of God. We take it back to the source from where it emanated, the world state. This is the way. And sometimes we ask the masters themselves, have you got out of this delusion? They do ask. They say, yes, with the grace of God and the Guru with me, I have seen, I have come out of this illusion, and I see my soul is being united with God. So all scriptures are full of these things. The only thing required is some practical man who can give us a contact with that. He is a link between the man and God. Remain where you are in any social body you are in. Master, do not touch them. They come to fulfill, not to destroy. So man is a social being, he must have some social body to live in. There are already more than 700 social bodies in the world. So master comes at such a mind, such a time when there are so many social bodies there. They say, all right, remain where you are, but look to your own self. You are the indweller of the body. God is controlling the body. The body you are having is the true temple of God. Outer temple is made after the model of man body. Dome shaped, long nose shaped chassis, mask, forehead shaped and all, wherein you will find the two symbols of God, light and sound. So who is the better of all these things? These are symbols. Giving all men in those particular religions outer symbols of God in the man body to understand for the beginner. He says, what is the best of all? He says, where this light and sound is effulgent. That is best of all, he says. And that is the true worship of God. And this is what the Master gave us to start. That is where he's called to say. So what is required of us is to keep his commandments and have his true life. And love and devotion also, I was talking about that thing. By word of mouth you have one third of the teachings and two thirds by dwelling receptivity. That is the result of love and devotion. So this is God we worship and all world is worshiping. This is grace of God when we come, brings us in contact with some such person in whom He is manifest, you can give your contact with God within.